Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi Full Year 2019 Consolidated Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi Group's 2019 Results Conference Call. With me, Mr. Marco Cenci, Chief Strategy and Control Officer, Mr. Stefano Biella, CFO, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, Director of M&A and Investor Relations, and Mr. Samuele Chiodetto, Investor Relator. Before introducing the 12 months results, let me remind you that similarly to the last results published, our consolidated reported accounts are incorporating the adoption of the new IFRS 16 accounting standard, which is affecting both income statement and balance sheet. In addition, starting from the fourth quarter, following the adoption of a new commercial policy, some contribution to customers previously classified among financial charges have been treated as commercial premiums, hence net new revenues. However, in order to provide the group's figures on a like-for-like basis with last year, we're now presenting normalized values, which exclude the measuring effects of the IFRS 16 and the financial discounts. First of all, let me thank our employees that, in this challenging time across the world, are working with dedication to preserve business continuity and that are facing difficulties in coping with the virus outbreak. The group has applied strictly guidelines in line with the recommendation of the authorities, with the primary goal of safeguarding the health of our employees. All our employees are healthy, and we have no cases of COVID-19. As to our production facilities, also in light of the new resolution issued by the government, full operation is confirmed for our Italian and European production and distribution platforms, with the inventories of finished goods and components ramping up to support the business in the next months, hence ensuring continuity even in case of further restrictions. All other Italian service and back-office functions are operating by maximizing the adoption of smart working wherever possible, as mandated by the government. The Chinese platform, on the other hand, already above 80% of production capacity, is expected to reach full capacity by the end of March. Let me also mention that the first months of the year are showing a satisfactory trend of sales in line with our initial expectations. Looking at the rest of the year, the potential impact on our performance will depend on the development in time and intensity of the virus outbreak, especially in terms of possible impacts on the final demand for consumer goods, which is difficult to assess in advance. Now, let's take an overview of the full year results before opening the floor to a Q&A session. For convenience, I will go through the presentation that has just been published, skipping the first pages to jump right to slide five. In 2019, after a tough first quarter, the company has recovered growth in the following quarters, growing by 3.2% from April to December on average. We highlight the acceleration on investments in marketing and communication. The A&P spend was 11.7% of revenues in this year, climbing to 13.5% in the fourth quarter. These investments had a dilutive impact on margins in the short term, but are intended to strengthen the brand's leadership in key segments and new distribution channels, supporting the long-term growth as well as to size the opportunities offered by the fast-changing markets. Furthermore, the performance of the year was impacted by about 36 million euro of business discontinuities, net of which we would have achieved a growth in sales of 2.8%. Slide 8. In the fourth quarter, the revenues normalized grew by 3.1%, supported by the strong performance of the coffee makers, especially the full auto and manual machines, which achieved a double-digit growth. Capsule machines, too, were growing in the quarter. Food preparation category, with kitchen machines still down, low single digit, delivered an almost flat performance in the quarter, sustained by some categories like hand blenders and breakfast products. Finally, we reported a negative picture in the comfort segment due to the lasting effects of the tariff hikes in the USA and to an unfavorable climate seasonality in the second half. Slide 12. Looking at the organic revenue split by geographies, Southwest Europe grew by 1% in the 12 months and 4% in the fourth quarter, led by France and Germany, while Italy and the Iberian region showed persistent weakness. In Northeast Europe, growth remained at sustained levels in the 12 months, plus 7.3%. In the fourth quarter, plus 4.9%, thanks in particular to the double-digit growth of Poland, Russia, Ukraine, and CIS, and in the quarter of Benelux. The UK market closed in negative territory due to a particularly weak fourth quarter. The upper region showed a drop of minus 6.7% in the year and minus 4.9% in the quarter, mainly because of discontinuities. However, we would like to emphasize the sustained growth of the Greater China market in the fourth quarter, driven by a brilliant expansion in the coffee machines. Finally, the EMEA region was in negative territory, minus 8.8%. in the year, but partially improving in quarter four compared to the 9 months, thanks substantially to an important recovery of Saudi Arabia in the last quarter. Slide 13, please. Now, having a look at the full year's margins on a normalized basis, net industrial margin was slightly down to 47.3%. from 47.7%. Adjusted EBITDA was equal to 280.4 million euros, or 13.3% of revenues, down from 15.1%. After the sharp decline witnessed in the first quarter due to several discontinuities highlighted in the previous press releases, the second and the third quarter delivered figures rather in line versus the previous year. In the last quarter, the margins were affected by the boost of the advertising spend, reaching 13.5% of revenues, aiming at supporting and strengthening our brand's leadership in the main markets and product categories. Slide 14. Moreover, as the full year, we highlight a positive price mix effect of 10.3 million euros, thanks to a positive mix, 17.8 million euros, and a stabilization of the price effect, negative for only 7.5 million euros, compared to a negative effect of circa 36 million euros in 2018, of which 6.6 million coming from the first quarter only. Slide 19. As to the balance sheet, the normalized net financial position as of December 31st, reached 351.8 million euros, thanks to to a strong cash generation provided by operating activities and improvement of the working capital. More importantly, the normalized free cash flow before CapEx of 62 million euros and dividends of 55.3 million euros stood at 241.1 million euros in the 12 months versus 204 million in 2018. The net working capital in normalized terms stood at 318 million, improving as a percentage of revenue from 15.5% to 15.1%, thanks also to a 61.3 million euro recovery of the inventory level. To draw a conclusion, we close the year with results that, in light of the difficult market condition of the year, we consider satisfactory, in particular from the point of view of the cash generation. The first months of 2020 show a buoyant turnover trend in line with our initial expectations. This trend is still certainly supported by effects of the advertising investment incurred last year. There is no doubt that in this constantly changing context, visibility for the coming months is limited. Uncertainties about the consumption and market developments will be affected by the ongoing epidemic, will have an impact on economic growth in the coming months. Therefore, more precise indication on 2020 will be communicated as soon as the general picture has normalized. This concludes my introduction, and now we can open the floor to Q&A. Thanks.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star then two. We kindly ask that you use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Our first question is from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I have three questions. The first one regards your feeling on the market. You mentioned that the first months of the year were positive, but which are the latest feedbacks that you are receiving from clients, considering that they could face some difficulties in selling goods? The second one is on marketing, advertising, and promotion spending. Have you already decided to scale down a bit this kind of cost, or are you still committed in spending and keep up spending in line with previous year in terms of incidence on sales? The last one on working capital. You reported an improvement, if I heard well, 15.1% on sales, which, however, is still much higher than the pre-2018 level. What should we expect in working capital on sales evolution going forward? Thank you.
Thank you, Niccolò, for the questions. First of all, performance. After 72 days, we have a nice growth trend. We're growing mid to high single digit. Obviously, the next two weeks are somehow potentially impacted by developments. We don't know exactly how, but I would say so far, I'm very happy and pleased with the results. From the clients, I would say so far so good. In particular, I would say strong Germany, strong France, strong Poland, strong China e-commerce. Weak Italy, definitely. The past week, definitely weak Italy. Overall, pretty good, pretty good. Obviously, we're all concerned about the coronavirus and potential impacts, but if I to take a strict picture to what's happening, and the results so far are pretty brilliant. Second question about marketing advertising. We are very happy about the results and the outcome of our increased advertising spend in quarter four, and I really believe that our good performance in quarter one so far is mainly due to the increased advertising spend. So our intention is to continue in that direction. Short term, I would say I highlight that the majority of our investment will be in the back of the year, and our intention is to maintain the advertising spend in line as percentage of sales with last year. So I think that obviously maybe we can have a very complex situation over the next couple of months, 2 months, 3 months. I believe that the situation from a virus standpoint should stabilize in the second half. So we don't see the reason for changing our long-term strategy. Obviously, we will monitor the situation, and we will eventually also react quickly if the scenario should be different from what I've outlined. But I would say, as a learned lesson from last year, we want to continue investing behind our brands, and advertising will probably be in line with last year in terms of percentage of sales. Third question, maybe it's not our record year in terms of working capital, has improved. We have basically slightly recovered from last year, down from 15.5 to 15.1%. I have to say that for the moment, our goal is to increase stock levels, and I'm happy that we have been able to increase our stock in hands, and most of the stock is in the markets, and therefore in the short term the increase in inventory will enable the company to meet our sales targets despite worsening and tightening of the government measures, not just in Italy, but eventually around the world. So working capital, now we are working more in order to have products available rather than to reducing the working capital level and the stock levels.
Okay, grazie, very clear.
Our next question is from Nicolas Langlet with Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I've got three questions, please. The first one on the discontinuous activities impact. So you had quite a lot of negative impact in 2019. Do you expect any other one in 2020 at this stage? Second question, so the market is quite volatile at the moment, but based on current exchange rate and raw material prices, what's the outlook for full year 20? And third question, if we put aside the coronavirus impact, what sort of EBITDA margin you were targeting for 2020? Thank you.
Nicola, thank you for your questions. The first question, the answer is no. Well, actually, last year was the year of cleanup in terms of weak geographies and weak product lines, and also the exit from boutiques and boutique distribution at Nespresso.
Carryover of Australia.
Maybe just a carryover, a minor carryover of Australia, which
is a domestic, the white food.
Yeah, can be maybe around 10 million euro maximum on a yearly basis. The second question is raw materials. For sure, raw materials, I expect to work on our side to support our margins. At the same time, I expect some inefficiencies in the short term due to the slow start in China and our acceleration, to actions in order to support the supply chain in the short term in Europe. But again, probably we're going to have some positive effects between raw materials and these inefficiencies. So this should help our profitability going forward. The third question is about EBIT for 2020 without coronavirus. I have to say that we have coronavirus, so it's difficult to say. I would remind you that I think that after a transition year, I expect the Longhi to go back to a more historical and traditional operational leverage. So I think that if we increase our top line 5%, we should have an improvement in the EBIT or EBITDA more than proportional.
Okay.
But again, unfortunately, we are facing now a difficult year for coronavirus. I feel strong about our product lines, about coffee doing very well. Food preparation bouncing back. Hopefully, no figures or FASA won't disappoint me in the next weeks, but so far, so good. Brands are very strong, and I'm looking forward to, as soon as this COVID-19 situation will normalize, for an improved year.
Okay. If I may, you mentioned the impact of inefficiencies due to the disruption in China and the supply chain in Western Europe. Are you able to quantify what's going to be the impact, at least for Q1 and Q2?
No, so the inefficiencies are basically we had a very slow start at the factories. Actually, we had 2 weeks delay. We were supposed to start on February the 7th, and factories started at a lower pace at February 17. This the ramp up has been slow, so this will have definitely some impact in terms of costs. Nothing dramatic, and also to give you an idea, we are holding approximately 300 million of inventory, and what we have done, we have moved most of the inventory out of Italy to support the local markets. Today in Italy, we retain approximately 10% of the finished good group inventories. So this has been an action which might have an impact, let's say few million euros eventually, but limited. But it is a move that we wanted to do in order to protect the product availability at the markets.
Okay.
Should the restrictions be stronger in the next weeks.
Okay, perfect. And just if I understand it well, so you mentioned few million euros that should be more than offset by the favorable raw material impact. Is that right?
Yeah, this is just maybe increased cost in logistics in the short term. But at the same time, we see maybe savings in other areas like travel, entertaining, which will dramatically go down in the next months. So I think it's a bit too early. What we are focusing on is on top line, strategic decision, and maintaining the supply chain in line with the market requirements. At the same time, we do not expect material and dramatic impacts on the profitability. Actually, we think that we should improve the profitability if things don't deteriorate in the next 15 days for the quarter. Also, we are now reducing the promotional activities, so this also might have a positive impact on our P&L.
Okay, thanks a lot.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star then one on your telephone. Our next question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Now, very quickly, if you can elaborate once more on your, let's say, approach to build up stocks, because, let's say, my first thought would be to reduce stocks because I am expecting that most of my retail clients will see in due course across Europe with different, of course, lag times, a dramatic fall in traffic. So I was wondering what was the thinking behind it, and if you can elaborate on that, or maybe are you assuming a strong offsetting by online? So if you can just elaborate on your vision on why you are building stock at this point in time. Thank you very much.
I think that our stock seasonality. We start from low stocks at December, and then progressively we increase and we reach the peak in September. And then we go down. What we have thought is coronavirus might have an impact on factories in China. Now I think the risk is zero. I think also our Chinese task force is now
closed
because we think there is no risk now in the supply chain. Now, of course, there are issues on potentially if new restrictions should happen. So we have decided to increase the stock levels. Anyhow, we have always time in the next months to readjust production and to realign with our September requirements. So we think that in order to provide a supply chain in line with our sales requirements and protected by unexpected restrictions, we have anticipated our stocks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question is from Emanuele De Figueiredo with LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I have three. The first one is, can you give us an idea of how much is Italy as a percentage of your sales? The second question is, could you perhaps use the opportunity of the call to explain your move to chairman and what will be how much you will be involved day to day? I presume you'll be involved more on the strategic side of the business. And the third question actually follows on from that, which is, we've all been waiting for now for some time for some M&A, and I was wondering what you could say about two topics. One is Philips. Can you confirm that you are unlikely to go for the whole thing because it's too big and there are bits which are probably not of interest to you anyway? And secondly, if you see opportunities on the professional coffee machine side. Thank you.
First question, Italy represents approximately 10% of sales. And the second question is, I'm not moving to chairman. My father, Giuseppe De Longhi, will retain the position as chairman. I will be an executive vice president. In the short term, I will maintain powers to support Massimo Garavaglia in his new position. We're looking forward to having Massimo on board with us. The decision is to free part of my time to devote it to more strategic three aspects, focus more on innovation, focus more on M&A, and traveling, meeting teams and people in a new role, in another position without operational, say, responsibilities. I'm looking forward to the new, say, challenges in my new role, and we are all waiting for Massimo and looking forward to have Massimo working with our team. We feel strong about the strength of our team, and I think that Massimo can help the team to get better and continuing our growth story and strengthen the company in the future. Yes, I mean, it is a priority. I don't comment on companies, on targets, and we heard about Philips, but I don't want to comment on Philips, and I don't rule out any let's say target in professional, but at the same time I don't want to add on anything on this because it's not our style to comment on M&A.
Our next question is a follow-up from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. My question is on the new plant that you decided to purchase in Romania. Could you give us a little bit of color on this decision? Thank you.
Yeah, we have a strong growth in our European made products, namely coffee maker and some of the brown food preparation products. The new factory will enable the company to grow and to have enough production capacity to support our growth in the near future. I think it's very timely because can also help should short-term issues arise from coronavirus. I think we have another option.
So it's not moving production out of China?
No. This is not the case, no.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Anna Patrice with Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the other answered questions. I have just a few. The first one, if you could share with us how the coronavirus has impacted demand in China and in Italy so far, so that we can maybe draw some conclusions to what could happen in other countries. Another question is, or the second question is, on the stocks at retailers. Have you noticed if they are destocking or not? And how would you characterize the level of inventories at the retailers? And third and for time being last question on advertising and marketing, I would think that those probably will be limited in the first half of the year. Or do you want to proceed with them?
Sorry, Anna, I couldn't hear your third question. It was clear the first one about demand in China, and the second
in
about
China
the stock.
Demand in China and in Italy. And the third question was on advertising. If in the first half of the year we should see decrease in advertising, because anyhow consumer demand will be suppressed. And then you will spend more in the second half.
Yeah. The first question is. I think China and Italy are very different, and consumers are different. But at the same time, also the De'Longhi market position is very different. While in China we are a niche player in the high end with the European style products, in Italy we are a leading brand with huge market shares both online and offline in more traditional product lines. What we're seeing is that in China we had a very weak January and the first half of February, and we are witnessing now an incredible acceleration in February online. So we think that now we will expect a further disruption in the retail, where we see more and more the growth and coming from online, and we see weakness in offline. I think De'Longhi is well positioned. We are limited number of stores. We can focus on online execution. So I expect potentially to deliver growth in China in the short term, provided that we do the right things in terms of marketing and supporting our coffee maker and our food preparation in China. And in the short term, we're seeing nice results on a weekly basis. In Italy, I think the situation is quite different. I think most of our sales, 70%, are offline. We expect a weakness, and we see if the impact of coronavirus is such that we see a slowdown, it will be difficult to offset in the short term. For sure, we expect a transition from offline to online in Italy as well. I'm not sure that online incremental sales can offset offline decline in Italy due to our market share, due to our role, due to our position. But for sure, we will continue to see a switch from one channel of distribution to another. The second question was stock at retailers. Stock at retailers, I think that in January, for sure, we had reorders in line with the past, so it was, I didn't see any increase at retailer stock. February, I think, as well. Now March is questionable. I think that for the moment we're saying that our customers are buying because the sellout is still pretty good, and this is happening in France and Germany. I think that we might see an impact in a slowdown in sales maybe in the second half of March. So I think it's maybe too early to say, but based on the numbers we're seeing today, the stock levels are average, normal, in line with the past, and we just have to witness the development of the next weeks. In terms of the advertising, frankly, I think that coronavirus will disappear in the next, 2, 3, 4 months. Our peak season is September to December. I think that for sure we reduce our investment in advertising now in the next two, is the low season anyhow. But to me, I want to be in the right position to capture growth opportunities as soon as coronavirus will disappear. So I don't think 2 or 3 months of disruptions, difficulties, problems must change our strategy. I think the success we are having in January and February is due to the increased advertising spend, the strategy we have put in place. And I think that we need to monitor, because we are not crazy to continue to pour money if the market stops. But at the same time, I don't want to overreact. I think that we monitor the situation and we want to be ready in terms of stock levels and in advertising strategy for the fall, which is by far the most important time of the year. And I have to say, I want to take advantage of the strong De'Longhi and net financial position. We have 350 million in cash. We generate cash. If the quarter would stop today, I think would be a record quarter in terms of sales, in terms of margins and profitability. So I want to face this in the best way to guarantee the health of our employees on one side, and position the company in the best way to accelerate as soon as coronavirus will disappear.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And maybe if you could just describe a bit more what kind of decline. You can give a range of decline that you see in Italy right now.
Sorry, Anna, I didn't get the question.
If you could give us a range. If you cannot give the precise figure, can you give a range of decline in Italy for the time being?
It's difficult to say. I don't know. In the short term, it can be even 20% for a couple of months. 30% for a couple of months, but we might even have a strong acceleration in the back of the year, which is by far more important. So for the moment, it's very difficult to predict. Expect maybe 2 or 3 months of weakness, and then we'll see. So I don't rule out even growth in Italy from a theoretical standpoint.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Our next question is from Alessandro Cecchini with Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for taking my question. The first one is about, you talked about the first 2 months of the year, mid to high single-digit organic growth. I would like to better understand this growth excluding the comfort business, because I remember that last year was extremely weak. So I would like to better understand what kind of trend do you have excluding the comfort business. And then considering my second question is the following one. And then considering the issues that you have in China or in inventories and so on, it's understandable that you could have a decline in EBITDA year on year in the first quarter versus last quarter of last year. And my third question is just on the accountancy, your 280 million of adjusted EBITDA for the year is excluding the premium discontinuation, just to understand this point. Thank you.
Okay, the first question about growth, I have to say that I expect in the first quarter to have a positive impact of air conditioning, but at the same time a negative, a very negative impact on heating because of the very warm winter season. So the growth rate which I gave you are for the total company. And where you see probably different trends in comfort, in you see positive air conditioning and negative heating, one partially offsetting the other. Growth will come mainly from coffee and kitchen. China, on the China, the second question is about EBITDA. I don't want to comment on EBITDA now for the quarter and for the year. I think that I confirm that the De'Longhi Group target before the coronavirus outbreak, it was to deliver a mid single-digit growth at around, let's say, 4-6% for the year and improving EBITDA. For the moment, we are trying to reassess what is the potential. And I to basically what we are witnessing is that strong momentum so far in the first quarter, highly unpredictable performance on quarter two, expect to go back to normal in quarter three and four. We have yet to assess what can happen. I think in principle the company strength, thanks to the brands, thanks to the products, thanks to what we're seeing today, what we're witnessing, has the ability ideally to continue to deliver growth. We will keep you updated as soon as the situation will be more clear in the next weeks. I don't know what's going to happen in France. I don't know what's going to happen in Germany. And we don't know what are the potential impacts on the industry.
Thank you. And about EBITDA, 280 million, just to better understand what kind of adjustment you made for this number.
You mean on
2019?
Okay, maybe. Maybe I hand over to Fabrizio Micheli. He will comment the results on this.
Yeah, hi Alessandro. The 200, if I understand well, you're referring to 280 adjusted EBITDA
exactly
for the year. Okay, this is the number excluding IFRS 16 application and excluding the different treatments of financial discounts. So it's on a full like-for-like basis.
Okay. Perfect. And then on the working capital side, last question, if I may. So basically, you had zero absorption or generation from net working capital, looking at the absolute numbers. It's right?
Well, we have a strong decrease from the inventories. And we have counterbalance by the net of trade receivables and payables on average, let's say, speaking broadly speaking. So working capital is slightly improving, but not, let's say, dramatically. It's not the main contributor to the cash flow. But we are very, very satisfied about the trend in inventories, which was a problem, as you remember, last year.
Okay. Many thanks.
Our next question is from Isacco Brambilla with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and thanks for taking my question. I have a quick one. If I remember correctly, the incidence of e-commerce on your total sales is roughly speaking 25% of the total turnover. Can you give us a sense of how much this percentage incidence can increase in a worst case scenario of prolonged shutdowns of physical retailers in Europe in case the COVID outbreak gets on beyond Italy and also in the rest of Europe?
Well, for sure, I expect e-commerce to win market share this year. I think that in the past, the growth rates have been definitely double digits. No, for the online growth, and this year, ideally, could accelerate further. So, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if shares from 2025 would go maybe to 30, around 30% by year end. Where China, due to our strategy, our different distribution presence can go above 70%, which is the current share of our online sales on total sales.
Okay, just a brief follow-up. Should we expect that you can easily switch from physical to online sales without any material investments in case, again, of a worst case scenario of basically no physical sales?
No, investments are necessary. You know, things don't happen by chance. So we will continue to invest more in terms of marketing activities and support activities to capture the opportunity on the web. At the same time, we will fully support our retailer, let's say brick and mortar retailer partners. I expect that again, the increased investments we had last year are also necessary this year to perform well. I'm happy about this decision that we have taken last year. We will continue to invest behind both the channel of distribution, and I expect definitely e-commerce to become stronger in the next months.
Great, clear. Many thank you.
Our next question is from Francesco Brilli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my questions. Just three quick questions. The first one is on North America. And Have you seen any evidence from the very last days of any signs of decline or any signs of slowdown in North America or in orders or just anything on that? And then going back to the previous question on online channel, have you already seen some change in customer behavior starting from the outbreak of coronavirus in Italy, but also in China or elsewhere? And the third question is, can you give us some additional color on the rebound of kitchen, if you think it's something that is going to stabilize or just something peculiar of this quarter? Thank you.
Okay, on USA, no, I think that USA is too early to say on different trends in the United States. Actually, I expect, say, the impact of coronavirus started in China. Now is happening in Italy. Then we probably spread all over Europe, and then will also affect the United States. So I think that the United States will be probably the, I think they can be even more affected, but in the end, I think will be affected later. Italy is too early to judge because it's happening now. Definitely, I think last week has been horrible for retail. Maybe the lesson to be learned is from China, where we see a dramatic switch from offline to online. And so I expect this also to happen. So in the end, I expect coronavirus might have a overall negative impact on total sales, at least for a limited period of time, where maybe you have offline suffering a lot and why online can deliver growth year on year. So the customer behavior will change. In China, I think he's teaching the lesson. In terms of trend on kitchen, we see the key European markets are bouncing back, and also China is getting better. We see weakness still in Middle East because all the markets are weak. Now, again, we have to see what will happen in key markets in Europe in the next weeks or months.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Thibaut Decker with 2R Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I just have one question on the operating margin. I assume that a large part of your cost structure is fixed, so I wanted to know if you have some flexibility on this fixed cost in order to minimize the adverse effect of operating leverage in case of a significant decline in top line, or maybe putting it more simply, to what extent would you expect a negative impact on sales to translate into a negative impact on profitability? Thank you.
It's a good question. For sure, advertising is the easiest cost to cut. We are now saving definitely on travel and entertaining expenses. And then we can have some reorganization in place, which can affect our headquarters, our R&D, and our marketing, and also our administration teams. Frankly, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, because for sure we think this thing to be short-term. And I think by the time you reorganize, then maybe it's time to accelerate again. So basically, you do the right thing, but the wrong timing. I think that if the coronavirus impact will persist, then we will take this such an action. But for the moment, I rather say We're stopping new hiring. We are stopping incremental costs. We are in a save mood rather than a spend mood. We watch carefully the before confirming the advertising campaigns. But again, I see good momentum for our core products. Coffee is very strong. And I hope we can go through this quickly and be able to go back in a growth mood for the year end. The year end.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Very quickly, on let's say in a normal year with your let's say guidance of increasing sales by mid single digit and to be able to do some operational leverage, what was the incidence of advertising and marketing expenses in this scenario? Are they stable in terms of incidence on sales? Or are they going up or are they going down? Thank you very much.
Stable. Incidence is stable. IAMP as a percentage of sales is stable. Is expected to be stable.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Given the fact that you have been looking for M&A for a while and you have a very strong cash position, don't you think that it's time now to launch a buyback on your stock, given the market route and the interesting opportunity in terms of price?
It's obviously our Our general meeting approved this opportunity, this possibility. So we, as a company, we have this within our options. And
but do you intend to exercise, or is it too early? So do you have a better?
I don't know if I can comment on that. It's a decision of the board of directors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. Okay, thank you.
Mr. DeLonghi, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So I thank you all for attending the DeLonghi full year conference call. Thank you.